Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared for today's trading opportunities as we can. So this is where we do all our analysis, and we'll determine what are we looking to trade, where are we likely to get the best opportunities in these markets. Now, this time last week, of course, we had one of the most volatile market reactions that we've seen for quite some time, broadly over a three-day period. And since then, we've seen a bit of a quietening in the market, and that's more like what August generally tends to be, is a little bit of a kind of a sideways moving dynamic. Reason for that, obviously, much lighter conditions than normal market conditions, because many traders and investors, you know, they take a bit of time off in August, so they don't want to put them through the ringer by putting their capital at stake. So the problem with lighter market conditions is you can get manipulated price moves more frequently, and they can be quite sort of choppy in nature. So it is a month to be careful. Now, saying that, we have important news this week. And we've also got Jackson Hole coming up as well. So bear these events in mind. We are going to take our, just so that you know, we're going to take our two-week summer break as well during this time. It's a good opportunity to take a break from trading financial markets. The last thing you want to do is sort of sit around most days and see very little price action, very little to kind of work with. So yeah, that's broadly the background. Now, like I said, we do have some important news due out. So it's inflation news, and it is potentially very important for these markets in quite a volatile period likely ahead. So we'll see if we get any moves off the back of that this week. So please see our risk warning currently up on screen. Good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us. So all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. So trade selection sounds easy or straightforward, but identifying where the best opportunities are is important skill to learn. Then where do we enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk, which is different to trade management? Risk management and trade management are two different things, and trading psychology as well, all very important features of trading financial markets. And just so that you know, we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach in the trades we look for, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and be patient as well where needed. Okay, so good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us. Let's get into a review of potential market moving news. So for this, we'll bring up Forex Factory. We'll have a look at the calendar. Bank holiday in Japan. So slightly lighter conditions over the course of the Asia session. Just want to have a quick sort of look back at last week's news. We had a bit of up and down data, really. We had the RBA hold rates of 4.35. We had a bit of an uptick in the unemployment rate. In the employment change number. Came in better than expected, and we actually saw the unemployment rate actually ticking a little bit lower. We had our bond auctions. So you can see that the interest rate coming in, so the 10-year coming in significantly lower than the previous 10-year bond auction, and demand slightly decreasing. Compare and contrast the 30-year, which is the longer-term bond. Yes, the interest rate came down ever so slightly 10 basis points, but the demand remained the same. So still solid demand for that longer term bond auction. Bit of a shifting dynamic towards the 10-year with the demand falling, but also the interest rate falling as well from 4.28 to 3.96. So we'll see how these bond auctions play out. And Friday was a bit of a kind of a nothing day as well. So we went from 2 weeks ago, an incredibly eventful week from a news perspective. We had all sorts of volatility in these markets, to last week, which was relatively quiet and subdued. And we're probably expecting the same today. As you can see, Monday, the 12th of August, we're seeing a very quiet sort of market today from a news perspective. We still have, obviously, conflict playing out in Ukraine and also the Middle East, of course. We still have, we had an attack. There's been some sort of fire at some, at the important nuclear site in Ukraine. There's now a fire. Apparently, radiation levels are within normal boundaries, but it's obviously quite a concerning development. Obviously, Ukraine blaming Russia for starting that fire. And something to watch, really, for these markets, see how that escalates. So tomorrow, we've got some Australian wage data index numbers due out. We've got pound claimant count changes. So we'll see a little employment number there, average earnings index, see if wages are still growing at the pace that they have been. And this is where, really, tomorrow we're going to get PPI, producer price index numbers, and we'll see how the market reacts to that. Likely to be quite an important event, and we've got the RBNZ very likely to hold at 5.5. They may be looking for the Fed to actually move first. Then we get some UK CPI year on year, expected to bounce a little bit. It'd be a bit of a shift from, you know, certainly the previous numbers that came out. We're seeing core CPI actually look, if you take the previous numbers, actually looking like we're getting a bit of a inflation's coming back a little bit. Core CPI, headline CPI, previously minus 0.1, which was looking very positive for inflation to come back to 2%. Now it looks like we're getting a little bit of a bounce again, and the headline CPI year on year looks like it's going to remain a bit sticky. Again, last print, these numbers came in much lower than expected. Well, no, not much lower, just marginally lower than expected. And we saw a massive market reaction to them. This is the catalyst for equity markets topping out. They're all up at all-time highs this time last month, and started to roll very aggressively to the downside off the back of the CPI event last month. Now, the problem is we might get the opposite now. So a news event to just be very, very mindful of. We've got a bank holiday on Thursday for the French and Italian economy. A few UK bits of news. We've got very flat growth in the UK. Prelim GDP numbers as well. And then we're going to close out the week with sentiment figures, really. It's probably the most important news event. Retail sales for the UK economy. Expecting a little bounce there as well. So very quickly, a lot of the data can go from being really quite bearish and bad news and that playing out in these markets to actually, if you haven't been sort of pushed around by these markets, you can very clearly see that actually most of the data is not looking overly negative. And the problem with inflation coming back is it prevents the central bank from cutting rates, and that's what all the volatility was about last week. And it does leave you with a little bit of a question mark over how these markets are kind of likely to react to that particular news event. So looking at the technical charts, we had a bit of a strong pullback in the S&P 500 and NASDAQ. Now we're up at these important levels. So we perhaps let me just get. So we sold off really quite aggressively. We kind of pulled back and drifted sideways for a little bit. There's quite a lot of kind of up and down in here, to be fair. And now we are above, we're above the 100 daily period moving average. Our expectation is to perhaps get a small rally. Same analysis, really. We've been on a bit of a downward move. We kind of went through a bit of a similar dynamic now. And only just rallying. So same situation with crude oil. We do need to be very mindful of crude oil, that it's a nice technical trade, but it's going to be influenced by, I suppose, developments in the Middle East as well. Will have a pretty significant impact. So this is now technically a structural failure trade. We have one of the problems with gold is that we're kind of in a narrowing dynamic. So what that means is we can rally higher. We might end up sort of fizzling out for the next short term period of time. Look at the daily price chart in the Aussie. We just went sideways for quite a while, and then we went straight down, straight back up. And now we've run into this previous resistance level. Bit of a question mark over this price action now. If the dollar strengthens, then we get that move. If it rallies, we've got actually a breakout to the upside in the Aussie dollar. And I suppose look at sort of where we're at with the euro dollar. We're within a sort of a 50 pip range, and we've not really done an awful lot within that sort of time period, and now we're back to here. So it's a classic floor and ceiling be created for the euro dollar, and if we break higher, then there's the potential for a buy trade. Our preferred bias right now is very much to the downside. So really with this price action, it doesn't really fill us with too much confidence. The S&P 500, we're pretty close to previous highs. So if you do want to buy this market, just be mindful you might run into resistance at slightly higher levels. Same type of analysis across the board for the indices markets. We're kind of in an indecisive pullback is probably the best way to put it. The CAC, we're still in that little pullback territory as well, the German DAX. So there is, if we can sort of push a little bit higher, there's an opportunity to start selling at slightly higher prices if we anticipate a little bit of a downside move over the course of the next few weeks. Which is probably where we're at for these economies, but we want to see if we just rally a little bit higher before we can take those sell trades. Plus the overall backdrop really is ever so mildly bullish over the last few days. But again, we're not really seeing the volatility there. Worth looking at the yen, because we're talking about this carry trade a lot, and that began to unwind very, very aggressively. We've been talking for quite some time about that this trade is likely to happen at some point. We didn't anticipate it happen in the fashion in which it did. We have a BOJ, which are very all over the place with their with their commentary. Obviously we've seen a couple of rate hikes from the BOJ, but with the panic we've seen across the bond markets and the massive moves we've seen in the yen, it caused a bit of sort of global instability. So then the BOJ came back and said, look, you know, as long as we see this volatility, we won't be doing much more. So they've got this ability to kind of chop and change, and they've done it quite a few times over the last sort of year and a half or so. So not really surprised by the move as such, but a little bit more surprised about the way that the BOJ have been doing their business. So we've got this range now. It's still 150 pip range, but if we break out to the upside, we probably expect a little bit of a pullback. The pullback trade exists across the board. As you can see, so the potential for a bit of yen weakness is there. So, potential for yen weakness. Now, the dollar is an interesting one. You can see the move in the euro dollar the last 4 days. It's not been particularly eventful. It does look like we've got a bit of weakness across the board against the euro and the pound. The dollar is looking a little bit weaker. We've got a bit of strength against the yen, a bit of strength against the Swiss franc, potential strength against the CAD, strength against the Aussie. Strength against the CAD, weakness against the Aussie, and weakness against the New Zealand dollar, with a lot of resistance up at these heights. So again, from a trading perspective, not fantastic opportunities. And we certainly don't have dollar weakness across the board, but we do have it in little patches. So the dollar not looking a particularly interesting market for us. Now the yen might be a lot more interesting. And then finishing off with the commodities, crude oil and gold, they're looking bullish. We're certainly getting a decent pullback off the low. In the crude oil market, and also we have this narrowing kind of price action in gold. But certainly the bias does look a little bit more constructive to the upside. Now we've got really wide stop losses, but potentially worth looking at gold above the 2436. Okay, so it's a short-term move. You don't want to be hanging out, see if you can break new highs. We're more likely to run into resistance for that. So a little bit of a question mark over a few of these markets. So we're not expecting an overly hugely volatile day today. Don't think we don't really have the background for it. As we were explaining earlier, the Aussie, the fact that these markets are feeling a little bit more like normal summer markets, which is technically what we have, but I suppose the volatility this time last week was so excessive, I'm pretty sure most traders said, right, well, we'll postpone our holidays for a few days, but pretty sure they'll be heading off now. So on Friday, we were kind of looking for that risk on trade, didn't really get that much follow through. So further indices strength, bounce off the lows, that has all kind of played out. We're able to book in profit in the S&P. So the potential for further indices strength is there. The yen weakness trade is there, and last but not least, gold. There's a potential trade there for the gold market. We're going to step back up from the crude oil trade. I'm going to dig a little bit deeper in crude oil. 24.36. Above 24.36. Okay. So it's not so much a risk on market. It's it's more of a mixed market condition, really. We've got a mixed dollar, got a little bounce back in bond yields as well, after them falling off a bit of a cliff. And now the focus seems to be a little bit more on these CPI numbers for tomorrow. So we're looking and we're trading at kind of a broadly a mixed market dynamic, with a slight hint to the upside for the indices, but it's kind of a precarious trade. So we will continue to look and see if there is further momentum to the upside for the indices. There might be an opportunity to get in above a moving average, a strong moving average, and stop loss below it. The yen weakness, the pullback, maybe the dollar yen. Certainly if there's a little bit more yen strength there, that might be worth looking at. The euro yen and the pound yen, we'd be looking carefully to see if we can capitalize on an opportunity there. We have been moving sideways now for a couple of days. And potentially, we're looking very carefully at a potential buy trade in gold above the 24.36. So that's our trade plan. We've just posted it there into the chat box. This is what we're looking for. Unfortunately, we do have these mixed market dynamics, but we still want to identify the areas of interest for us at this time. So potential further upside for the indices, a bit continuing weakness for the yen, and potentially a buy trade in gold. So the narratives are not that clear cut. A little bit of a, in terms of the AI rally, a lot of those Magnificent Seven tech stocks didn't really do an awful lot on Friday. There's concerns on the recessionary side of things, but the data is not looking as bad as it was a week ago. So after a very, very turbulent period, there seems to be a bit of calm out there. So as a result, the narratives are quite difficult to pinpoint. The biggest narrative right now is outside of major news events, we are trading summer markets. It's palpable. You can sort of feel almost the volume come out of these markets, and we saw that quite significantly in the last three days of last week, last 2 days at least. Okay, so listen, on that note, guys, if you do have any questions, feel free to post them into the chat box and we'll get back to you before we close off the broadcast. So look, on that note, thank you very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. We will be, of course, moving over to our trading the European Open mentorship room. So if you want to join us for that, you're very welcome to do so. And if you're interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website. It just starts from just $59 per calendar month. So from everyone here at the Live Trade Room, thanks for joining me. Do go to our website if you've got any more questions, thelivetraderoom.com, and feel free to connect with us there. On that note, listen, thanks for joining us. Do take care of yourselves, and we'll speak to you soon. All the best. Bye for now.